Susanoo and the Monster, a myth from Japan. The gods and goddesses in heaven were very angry with Susanoo, the wild god of the sea, because he was very cruel to his sister Amaterasu, the goddess of the sun. The gods and goddesses exiled Susanoo from heaven and sent him to live on an island. The people of the island came to welcome Susanoo and to tell him to be careful. "This island is a very dangerous place," the people said to Susanoo. "Every year, a terrible monster with 8 heads comes out of the sea, and we must let him eat one of the girls from our village, or he will kill us all."
"Who is the monster going to eat this year?" asked Susanoo.
"This year, the monster is going to eat Princess Kusinda. She's such a good, beautiful girl. We're all very sad," answered the people.
Susanoo thought about the beautiful princess and about the terrible monster with 8 heads. He went to the king and queen of the island and said,
"I'll try to save your daughter's life. I'm sure that I'll be able to do so, and then I want to marry her."
"Oh, Susanoo, save our daughter and we will be happy for her to be your wife," answered the king and queen.
Susanoo went to the village and bought 8 big stone jars full of sake, the strong Japanese wine made from rice. Then he said to the people of the village,
"Come and help me build a fence with 8 gates around the princess. We must hurry. The dragon will be here soon."
The village people did as Susanoo asked. They all worked very hard and very quickly because they wanted to save Princess Kusinda. Soon there was a strong fence with 8 gates around the princess.
"Put one of these jars of sake under each gate," Susanoo told the village people, and they ran to do as he asked.
Then Susanoo took a small stone and began to make his long sword very sharp with the stone. Soon the people saw a big wave far out at sea.
"It's the monster!" they shouted.
The wave came quickly towards the land, and all the village people ran to hide in the trees and behind rocks. They were frightened, but they also wanted to see Susanoo fight the monster. Susanoo took his long, sharp sword and hid inside the fence near the princess. The princess was very brave and did not even cry as she waited for the monster.
"I'm here, my dear princess. Don't worry," Susanoo said to Princess Kusinda.
The big wave came nearer and nearer. It stopped at the beach, and a gigantic black monster came out of the water. The monster had 8 long necks. Each neck had a terrible head with a mouth full of long, sharp teeth. Each of the monster's 8 mouths opened and gave such terrible roars that the trees shook. The roars were so loud that birds fell out of the sky. The village people were frightened and ran far into the forest. Suddenly, the roars stopped. Each of the monster's 8 noses began to smell the air. The 8 noses smelled the sake, the strong, delicious rice wine in the jars under the gates. One by one, each of the 8 heads went through one of the 8 gates and put its nose into a big stone jar. The 8 terrible mouths began to drink the strong sake from the jars. They did not stop drinking until all the jars were empty, and the 8 heads were all very drunk. Then each of the monster's heads lay down beside an empty jar to sleep. Slowly, Susanoo came out of his hiding place and walked quietly to the first gate. He took his long, sharp sword in both his hands and raised it high above his head. Thwack! Susanoo cut off one of the monster's heads. He went quickly from gate to gate, and at each gate he cut off one of the monster's 8 heads. When the monster was finally dead, the village people came out of their hiding places and carried Susanoo and Princess Kusinda on their shoulders to the palace. The king and queen were very happy to have such a brave, clever husband for their daughter. There was a marvelous wedding, and all the people of the island came to see the marriage ceremony. Susanna and Cucinda lived happily together until they were very old. When they died, they became two big rocks in the sea near the beach. There is a thick rope between the two rocks so that people will remember the marriage of Susanna and Cucinda. Today, many people in Japan go to visit these rocks when they get married.